Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
So, welcome. Today we're going to deal with what happens at work after the holidays, now that we're 2 weeks into the new year.
Ooh.
And the holidays are now fading. Yeah, things get really real. I mean, the weather is gray. It's not great.
Yes.
Really great. And yeah. And
the motivation dwindles, right? Snow, you got to sludge through the snow.
Your waistband expands,
I think. Waistband expands, right? From a lot of holiday food. And
which is not available anymore. It's depressing.
Right. You stopped going to the gym already.
I think you also have like a residue from all that sugar.
Yeah.
2 weeks later,
yep.
It's like, oh.
And you may have a credit card hangover, too, if you're a big shopper.
Yeah. So our first question concerns a manager who was planning to fire one of her employees after the holiday.
Ooh, ooh.
And our second question is from a hardworking programmer who realizes he needs to leave his job.
Oh.
I know.
Both of those are tricky situations, so let's go.
Yeah, what's our first question, Logan?
I run a small customer service department for an online sports equipment store. We were planning to fire one of our reps after the holidays. Before the holiday, he was hostile, impatient with the customers, and very difficult to manage. The problem is, he's come back to work since the new year with a renewed interest and enthusiasm for his job. What do I do now? I wish our viewers could see Kathy's face.
I mean, we hear this all the time. I mean, you could just sit and wait for the old, hostile, impatient person to come back.
You certainly can.
How long do you think that'll take?
About a week.
About a week.
Maybe
yeah.
Two.
Wow.
Yeah.
It should probably be back by now. Very quickly. That person is not gone.
But, you know, I understand the manager here, because first of all, it's never fun to fire, right? It's just not a pleasant experience. There may be one part of you that's hoping that this individual can pull him or herself, I guess, himself together and, you know, show a new face consistently. And at the same time, you probably just need to document and watch him return to the former self.
Mr. Hyde.
I mean, I think everyone who can't fire during the holidays, which, by the way, it's becoming an okay practice to do that, which I don't know if I even think that's very nice. But if your company has a policy, we just don't let anyone go in the month of December because you can't find another job.
Right.
We just don't do that. And then that comes back in January. It is a little odd to say, okay, now we're going to fire you. I mean, it is a little...
You've never done better on your job and you're fired.
It's kind of out of context. So it is kind of problematic. But you have to keep to your plan and you have to explain that we respect your new enthusiasm, but you have burned a bridge here.
Mm-hmm.
And based on past experience...
Right. Well, and interesting, though, because this individual saying I run a small customer service department for an online sports equipment store. So we don't know how clear their hiring and firing policies are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that we run into frequently, right, when someone's just acting out, it's quite easy to just fire them.
Right.
But if they're not acting out as they were, you may have to put them on a probation plan.
Like right.
PIP.
Right. I mean, PIP. I'm assuming that they did that they're not that dumb, that they know that they have to give this person a PIP, you know, a performance improvement plan. I'm assuming that they know that.
Well, one would hope, but I'm imagining also it could be that if it's the holiday season and they're busy as all get out and you have to hold on to the guy until after the holiday, they may not have. Mm-hmm. And we've worked with companies before, right, where they haven't quite really done that given the proper
right. So if that's the case,
evaluation,
then you have to do it now.
Yeah.
So then if you give him a PIP and he gets hostile, you can just say, okay, well, you're fired.
Right. Well, that's right, because he has signed it and he's agreed that he, you know, to change his behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, or you can just wait and when it, you know, it's going to come back and then there'll be a clear incident.
Right.
So watch and document, right? I mean, that's another thing. frequently we forget to do, which is to actually document the behaviors that are no longer acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kathy, you talk about that a lot, right?
Right. I mean, you know, I've seen this happen. There are people that go from being very hostile to being fine. You uh-huh. know, they kind of sense when they better be good.
Maybe they pushed it a little too far.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But they always come back. The hostile person always comes back as hostile.
They all right, so it's do. Just a yeah. matter of time.
It's a matter of time, and right.
So we could tell this individual, relax, sit back, document, and then get ready. You're probably still going to have to fire them.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we've seen this so many times. It really prolongs.
It's uncomfortable because and at least in my case, if someone were to suddenly show a better face, it would pull at my heartstrings just yeah. a little right. bit, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, gosh.
Guilty.
Yeah. Can't you continue like to just trip. Be impossible
right,
so I
exactly.
can fire you?
Exactly.
This makes the individual a little more human, you know, and
right.
therefore more difficult.
Well, you have to wonder, like, what happened during the holidays? Did they get on medication?
Which sometimes may happen.
Right. What happened?
Did they get a girlfriend?
Had a good holiday, exactly.
Yeah. Eat
lots of good food, got good
they
presents,
got
some
gifts.
Rest, you know?
Yeah.
Holiday cheer, right. And skiing.
Yeah, everything worked in their favor, and now they feel better.
Yeah. So chances are that if the person was hostile with the customers before, impatient before, this isn't the right job for them anyway, right?
Right.
I mean,
ooh,
that's another
customer
thing.
Service.
Yeah, to really consider. This probably isn't the right fit
mm-hmm.
for this individual.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, I would keep to the plan, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, so those are your choices. Keep to the plan or wait until the hostile person comes back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's really the only option. And I think you have to really reconsider not letting hostile people go during the holidays. Sometimes you do have to let them go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hostile's horrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, especially if you're in a customer-oriented position, right?
Hostile is bad. Right. Well, definitely. Right. Right.
Hostile's bad for business.
Hostile is always bad for business.
Unless.
Impatient and difficult
to manage.
Three strikes. Charming.
Three strikes right there.
Not good. All right, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Want to be a hot shot in your new job? Do you have a fancy new suit but you're tired of wearing it to the same old office? Aren't you bored of staring out the window at Starbucks wondering what happened to your dream career? If you answered yes to any of the above, stop what you're doing and give K-Squared a call. I mean it. K-Squared Executive Coaching will help you accomplish your career objectives and help you navigate the obstacles holding your career hostage. Simply go to our website, ksquaredenterprises.com, to learn more about our executive coaching and how we can help you. Come on, go ahead. You can do it. And now, back to our show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Logan, what's our next question?
I just returned from the holidays to my job as a programmer for a web design company. I knew it was time to go before I left for vacation. Now, it's blatantly obvious that I've got to get out of here. How do I begin a job search while working at a place I can't stand and that sucks up so much of my time? I hate networking, and this is really the only job I've had since graduating college.
I hear this all the time. This is tough. It's a really tough position. It's always better to job search when you're employed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because if you leave, how do you explain that
yeah.
without bad-mouthing your ex-employer?
Right.
Right.
Right. I guess the other thing that I see in this between the lines is that the likelihood, if this is the only job you've had and you know it's time to go, you don't know that there really is something much better out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you may not feel very confident about being able to find a much better situation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So internally, you're dealing with some real challenges, never mind what it takes to network, but what you need to tell yourself in order to start propelling a job search.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's really true. So my suggestion for that is if you are suffering from that, I can't get out of this job even though I hate it because I'm not feeling good enough about myself. And
yeah.
you have to be honest about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then you might want to just get a temporary gig.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you can get a freelance gig, even if it's a 3-month, so that you'll feel better about yourself.
Like at a bridge job, you're
exactly,
saying,
exactly. I'm calling it a bridge job, which nobody
yeah.
likes, but bridge jobs are great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. they cross you over to the other side.
They're a bridge.
Yeah.
And we all like bridges, right? We like to
drive. I love bridges.
Yeah, they're cool. So,
yeah.
But, you know, you have to really, that's one thing you have to check out for yourself. What's yeah. keeping me here? Is it that I'm exhausted because I have no free time? Or yeah. is it that I'm exhausted because I don't feel very good about myself?
Or mm-hmm. a little bit of both, which right. could be true. Yeah. What I was going to say is if you feel like you have no time, and it's true, there's so many jobs that have no time boundaries now, right?
My.
So you could be working from dusk to dawn and around again. What I would do just in terms of a practice is set the first 15 minutes of every day to just taking one action for
right.
looking for a job.
Right. What would that be?
Well, it depends, right? At yeah. first, it may be researching, like you were talking about, registering on Indeed or building your LinkedIn profile,
yeah.
but it's the putting the time in. Yeah. It's sort of like when we write a book, you just have to put the time in, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think if you were to reach out to people maybe you've known in the past or uh-huh. you've worked with or people in your field,
yeah.
that will help you on LinkedIn.
Yes.
Right.
To start building that network. And yeah. I mean, the one thing you can do passively is just make sure your LinkedIn is really up to date because people hire from LinkedIn.
Right. They do. And they see when there's activity
That's
on
right.
your profile and sometimes just send you job opportunities right. anyway, right?
Yeah.
Even classmates from college if it's.
Oh, yeah. definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea to contact your classmates.
Yeah.
I had a great idea. Now it's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
it
no.
was about LinkedIn.
Okay. It was about LinkedIn.
I think.
Take your thought.
It'll come back.
It'll come back.
Shall we talk? So that
yeah, keep talking so it'll come back.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to say the other thing is that you may want to hire a coach or a career counselor, which would then at least give you someone to talk to about this in a very concrete way on a regular basis to help propel you
right.
as well and really craft a plan. Because it's not fair to expect that you're going to know how to navigate this
right.
if you've only had one job since leaving college.
I just thought of my idea.
Tell us.
I think you should, if there's any ex-employees of this company,
yeah. mm-hmm.
friends of yours or people you've known that have gone, contact them. See
yes.
where they are. Maybe there's an opening where they are.
Give them a right. jingle.
Give them a call. reach out to
or
them.
Or text.
Because I've
whatever,
seen
yeah.
that work. I've seen people say, oh, you got to get out of there.
Absolutely.
It's much better on the other side.
Right.
It's also helpful for your morale
right.
to see someone who has crossed the bridge
right,
and gone to
right.
the other side and is thriving in some way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's important to see, like, okay, they did it, so I can do it.
And I know many people want to quit their job and then focus on getting a job, but
yeah.
it's not always the best thing to do for a couple of reasons.
Yeah.
One is it's you think it's gonna sound great. I'm gonna
yeah.
leave my job and then I'll be home all day to get a new job. You know, there isn't that much to do.
Yeah.
To look for a new job. I mean, it's maybe an hour or two a day.
It's not
maybe
fun.
You can have some, maybe it's 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Then what
right.
are you gonna do with the rest of your day? And
right.
I can tell you that isolation of not having a place to go doesn't make people feel good about themselves.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there are things like there's a 5 o'clock club you could...
5 o'clock club is great.
It is great. Right. So there are things you could plug into potentially,
right.
go to meetups as well. Mm-hmm. One thing that I was thinking just for internal preparation, again, to sort of get a new picture of what you'd like to move towards. You don't want to run away from, you want to move towards
right.
something. Is to make a list of all the things you can't stand about your current job
uh-huh.
and then flip it. Right?
Uh-huh.
So if you hate the fact that the hours seem unreasonable, then you flip it to a place that has flex hours or, you know, at least decent boundaries around time worked, time put into work. If you can't stand being micromanaged, then you look for a situation where the boss would trust you and give you lots of responsibility mm-hmm. to do your job. And if you hate, say, a place that's not, doesn't have high ethics, then you look for a place where the ethics are matching yours.
And don't forget, never badmouth your ex-employer. Or the current employer.
The
Don't
current
ever
employer.
Do that. No one will hire you because then they know you're going to do that to them.
Yeah.
You always want to turn it into a positive. I am looking to grow myself in a different direction.
Yeah.
I've outgrown my current position and there isn't a place to go right now. I
yeah.
may go back. But you never
don't want to say, help me.
They're horrible. Horrible. they beat me up and they're mean.
Yeah,
you never want to badmouth them.
Right, because sometimes good employers or good interviewers will say, tell us a situation where you had a tough time with your boss or you got caught in a conflict. How did you handle it? And they're really looking at your history to tell them how you will behave in that situation, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, so that's where a coach would come in, a career counselor or an executive coach would really come in handy to help you have really good answers to all of those questions.
Yeah.
Think about the questions you don't want to answer, and then you better have an answer for them.
Yeah.
Because they always want to know, why are you leaving this job and why are you leaving now? They always want to know that.
So this person says, I hate networking.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to that, Kathy?
I mean, I understand that. I
know you help a lot of people figure out ways to network.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so much easier online than it is going to a big room of people standing there that you don't really care about.
Right.
I mean, online, you can reach out to people, read about them, and connect with them online in a different way.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's so much easier now. But networking really is the key to getting your next position in terms of people hire people they know.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They do. And actually, you know, it's interesting. I was just thinking there are two people that we met through Twitter, both authors who we really enjoyed a lot, but literally by tweeting to them. And that led to a conversation, and that led to, in one case, I think coffee, and the other case, lunch. But there's a lot that can happen through online networking.
Right. So if you don't like, mm-hmm. you know, getting out and networking, then just have a profile online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Several profiles, perhaps.
Well, make sure it's legit. Your professional profile has got to be legit.
Right.
And, you know, people help you if they know you're looking for something. And,
yeah.
And they could potentially help you. People like to help people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've got to reach out and ask.
So you mentioned classmates, and then there may also be an alumni association of some kind that you could participate in, which I think a lot of people forget to plug into as well.
Well, you should always start creating relationships with people in the field you're in at all stages. You know, they could be more advanced than you. They could be starting. You want to develop a profile within your industry. And then those are the people that will come and look for you when they have jobs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're asking this person to do quite a few things, but to really start to create a program for yourself. Starting with the first 15 minutes of every day where you take an action of some kind. Networking, certainly online, you can begin that immediately. Yep. Updating your profile, building your resume. But taking actions that are about going to the next positive situation, not just getting out of where you are.
Right.
And at the same time, working on your attitude about how unhappy you are and understanding that, you know, it could be better if you left and that you want to at least give that off, that you're a positive person.
Right. One trick that I sometimes share with people is to just practice saying goodbye in your head quietly to everyone you interact with at work. That can be fun.
That's funny.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes we fear that I'll never get out of here and this is all there is for me. And so sometimes if someone's yakking at a meeting and you're bored to, you know, senseless,
that's
you just
really
start
good.
In your head saying, bye, see you
that's
later.
That's really funny.
I'll miss these conversations and then go work on your profile on LinkedIn.
Right, exactly.
Wow. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's really funny. Well, that's it for this show. You know, it's always good to be challenging yourself about what's your next step in your career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's really kind of what we're talking about now is what's next.
Absolutely. And don't be afraid to take actions that are about getting you to the next right place. Mm-hmm. Tweet us your stories about leaving your job or firing an employee after the new year to SK2 and join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. Review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.